Hello and welcome to the Lion's Den, where this is where we talk about doing church planning and campus ministry in the heart of the city. I am your host, Shadrick Bell, and I am excited for you to be here. So let's get started and welcome to the Lion's Den. Well, hello and welcome to today's podcast. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Shadrick Bell, and I'm the lead church planner for a church plant called Family Life Austin. So it's been a while since our last podcast, and today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about why it's been a while. So in our last podcast and episode, we talked about how to prepare and lead a launch team meeting. And so for the past 5 months, my wife and I and my team have been leading our launch team into what we believe is going to be a flourishing church plant here in downtown Austin. Now, with that being said, we knew that going into this church plant that we were going to have bumps in the road. So today I want to talk to you about suffering. It may not be the most inspirational podcast. I actually don't even have a lot of notes to explain. But I want us to be reminded as church planners that we will go through trials and tribulations. We don't know when they're going to come. We may not even know how they're going to come. But we are promised that we will face bumps in the road. But there's a greater promise that we have that I've been having to remember, and that is God is with us. As we approach this December and Christmas season, we need to remember the name Emmanuel, that God is with us. That God wants to see this church succeed more than I ever could imagine. And so what I want to tell you all as church planners is that expect trials to come. Expect bumps in the roads to come again. I'm repeating myself, but I want to say it over and over again, expect it. Because when they do, there's a few things that we need to be reminded of that I'm ruminating on myself during this time period. And these are the few things that I want us to remember. That one, that God gave you a promise, and that promise is that he's with you. Number two, God is the one who is building this church, not us. So we need to be reminded that we must depend on his church, which is not a building, a church is a people. Number three, we must remember that God gave you a word to plant this church so that when hard things come up, you don't deviate from it, but you stand on God's word, expecting him to perform. And number four, you praise your way through it. God is a good God. We have to remind ourselves that God is good no matter what we go through. And as we remember that God is good, we must give him praise for who he is and not just our situation right now. Because what God is trying to do in each and every church planter before we plant a church, he's trying to build a church within us. And in a church, yes, there's growth. Yes, there's miracles, but there's also pain. There's death. There's heartache. There's all these different things. And so I just want to remind us again to remember that God is good and that he is worthy to be praised. So again, remember, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Remember that God has given you a word that he is with you. And remember that God is going to build his church. So this is a great time if you're going through something or whenever you go through something as a church planner to depend on your team to help you through it. See, currently during this time, I have a few things going on. Maybe in my previous podcast, you may have heard how leading up to the church plant, I had a horrific accident. Nothing real impressive. I broke my leg moving a table, but I also tore my knee up pretty bad and I tore up my ankle. Well, about a year and a half later, I'm sitting here having to have done another surgery. And so I'm currently sitting in my apartment downtown and I can't move because my leg and my ankle is in a cast. And so what this reminds me of is this is, I don't know why it happened, but I do know God is going to use this for his good. Also during this time, I've been dealing with extreme amounts of dizziness. We don't know where it comes from. I've had my heart checked, MRIs of my brain. They want me to see neurologists. And there's all these questions of what could be. And it has drove me into tears. And honestly, at times, a lack of faith. So even as I sit here with a surgically repaired ankle in a cast and dizziness and not knowing what my outcome is going to be, what I do know is this, is that God is with me, that God has given me that promise, that he's given me a word, that his church would come forth and that he would build it, and so that I can depend on others at this time, and to remind myself that God is good and he is worthy to be praised. And I don't know what it is that you may go through. Maybe it's not dizziness or having to get your brain checked out or neurological testing or surgeries like I'm going through, or even earlier this year having to walk my mom through stage 3 kidney cancer. But what I do know is, again, that God is going to provide a way out. He's going to, because he is a God who's going to fulfill his promise. And I do remember how my mom has been healed of that cancer. And so I can look back at that moment right as we went into church planning and say, God, if you can do that, you can take care of my leg. You can take care of this unknown diagnosis that doctors don't know what it is, but you know what it is because you're the great physician. And we can remind ourselves to move forward towards the prize that God has for us. And as a leader, it is important for your people and for people to see you suffer well. Because suffering can change your theology for the good or the bad. It can cause you to reject God's promises, or you can say, God, I know that you're good, and you're building an internal weight of glory in me that I cannot see, but that is going to come forth here on the earth and eventually in eternity. So, what do I do from here? I do what I've already been telling you to do. Number one, you remember that God has given us a promise that he's with us. Number two, you remember that God has given us a promise that he will build his church. So let him build his church. Let him build his church inside of us. And as he's building his church, depend on others to help carry the load. Again, this is a church plant. This is not a pastor or person-led church plant. And again, to remember God's promises and give him praise that he is good. So as I do all these four things, yes, I ask for your prayers. I ask for your protection. I ask for your covering in the midst of all the spiritual attacks or things that are going on. And I ask you to pray for me that I would have the strength to keep moving forward. For I will not just sit here in my apartment. We're going to find a way to get me out of this room today. And we're going to go to our vision night, our meeting where we have of our team. We're going to cast vision about the church that God has put in our heart to see in this city. So as I sit here again in my apartment and I look over this downtown city, I'm reminded of really a very familiar scripture passage of Psalms 23. That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff comfort me. And I love this part that says that he prepares a table in the midst of my enemies. And so what this tells me is that I'm going through the valley, but I won't just live here. My lot will not be in this valley, nor will my church that has not started yet just be stuck here. That we're going through this valley, and that as we go through it, we're not going through it alone, and that God is preparing a table of his blessings for me and my church to feast before the enemy, because there will be nothing worse than for the enemy to watch of us eat of God's goodness in the midst of this tough times and in the future when this church is planted and is flourishing in the city. So my encouragement for you as a church planner, it's not if, but when you go through suffering, suffer well. Remember God's promises. Depend on other people. Let him build his church. Remember that he is good and that he is worthy to be praised. If you enjoyed this podcast, I ask that you would like it, join it, share it to your friends, and know that God is the God who can continue to do the impossible. It's always impossible until it's done. So let's keep moving forward, knowing that God's will be done as we enter into the lion's den.